As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, we say good morning to Adam Shanks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hey, man. Glad to have you on this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've always been talking with city and local officials, but Ken and I were trying to maybe expand the leading in uncertain times, and we thought nothing more appropriate than our friend Adam Shanks at the Purdue Extension office to talk about being safe, I guess, and as farmers continue to open up their fields and farms a little more.
Absolutely. Be glad to see if I can help.
Well, sure. Give us a little bit of what you've heard from maybe farmers out there as they've started their planting season of how they're maintaining social distance if they need to, and is there any safety issues that they've run across this year that maybe they haven't in the past?
So yeah, it's been a little different this spring. Mainly, they are trying to keep their CDC guidelines being followed as well. So when they go to, say, the fertilizer dealer to get chemicals and fertilizer, or go to the equipment dealer to get parts or service, you know, there's certain distancing guidelines that everybody tries to follow and stay away, you know, 6 feet or more apart, or stand on each side of the truck bed to talk and visit. You know, you're not getting together at the coffee shops every morning. I think that's maybe taken a toll a little bit on the overall mental happiness, I guess, of the farmers not being able to visit with their friends over coffee in the morning. But they know they've got a job to do, and so they're still out there getting that done for sure to feed the world.
Have you talked to a whole lot of farmers here early in the planting season, Adam, about how things are going for them? Are they able to buy the equipment they need and get the fertilizer and seed and all that?
Yeah, I have. I've talked to several farmers. We've had some soil and water conservation meetings. We've got a Farm Bureau meeting coming up. And so far, availability of supplies has not been an issue here locally. I've got a good friend that works in the seed industry, and he's been able to fulfill seed needs as far as getting fertilizer and chemicals ordered. That seems to be going on as needed and as planned. So the availability of stuff this spring seems to be pretty good. We're not against the wall that I've heard on not being able to get products.
So I wanted to bring attention again to your website. If you go to extension.purdue.edu/Clinton, I know we talked about it a little bit last week, Adam, but there's some really good stuff on there. If you just had any questions, that would be a good start, a good place to start.
Yeah, the extension.purdue.edu/Clinton is our homepage, and also the Clinton County Extension Facebook page. We put a lot of stuff on there. We share a lot of information amongst different counties and different departments of Purdue gets shared on there. So that is a great resource to look at for if you have any questions about mental health or, you know, this last frost, what are we looking at? What do we need to be looking for, to see if this corn or beans is going to make it? And so there's just a lot of good information on that Clinton County Facebook page as well to utilize.
Yeah, we certainly encourage people to check that out. Is there anything else we need to know, Adam, concerning the fair? Is there any new stuff on that end or anything we need to know about you guys coming up over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so Friday is our big day for Purdue to find out what July programming is going to look like, if we're going to get feedback state to state, if we're going to be having to do more digitally and virtually. So, yeah, that decision for Purdue comes down on Friday the 15th. In the interim, we're working on trying to sell farmers and, well, anybody out there that's applying any sort of restricted use pesticide has to have a license to do so. it's always been extensions charged to continue the education for continued credits to keep that license. And that's always been through some programs and some teaching. So now we're trying to work out how we can, because people still need to get their points and get their license renewed and keep that going.
Right.
So trying to figure out how we can virtually work through that process of keeping people up to date on their license through the internet. It doesn't sound like a challenge, but it really is, because you want to make sure people stay through the program.
Sure.
There's fees to collect for the credit. So there's a whole lot of work going on behind the scenes to ensure that we can still get people the credits they need to keep their commercial pesticide licenses.
Well, Adam, we appreciate your time as always. And again, feel free to call anytime if you've got something we need to know, whether you're scheduled or not. All right.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks, Adam. Man. Have a good day.
See ya. Thanks. You too. Talk to you later.
All right.